Growing up, who did not have a secret language to talk to friends? Pig Latin or Ubby Dubby, anyone? In 10th century Japan, men had a hidden alphabet. Women were not allowed to learn it, so women started using their own, an alphabet called Kana Shodo. Karu Akagawa is a master of Japanese calligraphy. She says Kana Shodo is also known as women's hand.
Japanese culture mainly flourished because of women's hand. Women were now free to express themselves and assert their opinions. If you read their writings, you'll be really surprised how free they were. For example, Tale of Genji is a story that's almost about free sex. You'll be surprised that a novel woman wrote that at the end of the 10th century.
That is surprising. Are you surprised?
Yes, I think they are even more free than us in the 21st century. And that all happened because of this women hand script.
So we've put photos of these Kana Shodo characters on our Instagram for listeners to see. We are at PRI of the World. Karu, describe what Kana Shodo looks like for the untrained eye. Does it look significantly different than the men's alphabet?
Kana Shodo has a more sexy appearance because women were not really allowed to show their faces to men, and they never appeared in front of men. So the only way to express their taste was through their letters or handwritings. So they paid attention that they use really fluid, sexy lines.
So Kana Shodo had a number of uses and was widely used for, like 1,000 years? What caused it to practically vanish?
First of all, because in Kana scripts, we have more than one character for each sound. So in 1900, the government said this is getting too difficult to teach in Japanese elementary school. So they chose one character for each sound. And the second reason is because the Kana characters are written interconnected with each other.
Like cursive.
Yes. It was not really suitable for a modern printing system.
You're one of the only few people who can still read and write using Kana Shodo. Is there a future for it today? Like, how are you sharing this with younger generations?
The problem is the Kana Shodo population is a really aging population. So I am really concerned that in maybe 10, 20 years, the population is really plummeting, maybe. I also try to reach out to foreigners because I think in 21st century, not only Japanese, but also foreigners could keep this tradition going.
Karu Akagawa is a master of Japanese calligraphy, speaking with us from her home in London. Thank you very much. Good luck with this, keeping it alive.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.